Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parsha's Balak, that is Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Lamed Tes. And Bilam and Balak had finally met up, and they were on their way to attempt to curse Klal Yisrael. And the Chumash tells us, Vayelech Bilam and Balak, and Bilam went with Balak, Vayavayu Kiryas Chutzais, and they came to Kiryas Chutzais. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Tes. What's in this name, Kiryas Chutzais? Ir Malaya Shvakim, Anashim, Nashim, Vataf Bechutzaisel. It was a city full of marketplaces and men, women, and children all throughout its entire city. Bloimar, Balak was trying to show Bilam, you should see and have mercy that these don't get uprooted, that the Jews don't overrun this town. Back to Chumash Pasuk Mem, Vayizbach Balak Bakarvat Sain, and Balak sacrificed cattle and sheep, Vayishach Bilam, he sent it to Bilam, Vilasar Mashir Itoi, and to the officers that were with him. Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem tells us, Bakarvat Sain, Davar Muat, only a small amount, Bakar Echad Vatsain Echad Bilvad, only one cattle and one sheep. And that's it. Back to Chumash Mem Gimel, Vayiva Baiker, and it was in the morning, Vayikach Balak and Bilam, and Balak went with Bilam, Vayalayu Bama is Baal, and they went to the heights of Baal, and they saw only part of the nation over there. Bama's Baal are the heights of their Avodah Zarah named Baal. Vayemer Bilam, and here it all begins. Vayemer Bilam and Balak, and Bilam said to Balak, B'neili bazeh shiva mizbechais, build me seven mizbechais, seven altars, v'cheilni bazeh shiva parim shiva elim, and prepare for me seven parim and seven elim, seven oxen and seven rams. Vayas Balak asher dibar Bilam, and Balak did as Bilam, and Balak did as Bilam said, Vayal Balak u Bilam par v'ayal b'mizbech, and Balak and Bilam, they brought up a par and ayal on each mizbech. Vayemer Bilam leBalak, and Bilam said to Balak, Hisyatseval Oilasecha, stand over here by your Oila, Ve'elcha, and I'm going to go, Ula Yikar Hashem Lekrasi, perhaps Hashem is going to chance upon me, Udvar Mayar Eni Vigati Lach, and show me something that I can tell you. Vayelech Shefi, and he went alone. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, Ula Yikar Hashem Lekrasi, Eni Rag Ladaber Im Bayom, he usually doesn't appear to me during the day. That's why he used a Lashon of Yikare, perhaps he's going to chance upon me, because he didn't know if Hashem was going to appear to him. Vayelech Shefi, Kidarguma Yechidi, alone, Lashon Shefi Vesheket, this is an expression of stillness and quiet. She'ein imayel ashtika. The only thing that was with him was quiet. He was alone. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet. Vayikar lekim al Bilam, and Hashem chanced upon Bilam. Vayemer elav, and he said to him, as shivas hamizbechais arachti, I've arranged, I've set up these seven mizbechais, va'al par va'al ba'mizbech, and I brought a par and ayal on each mizbeach. Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet, tells us, vayikar l'shain arai. This is a not permanent way of expressing himself. L'shain ginai, it's l'shain of shame. L'shain tumas keri, claimer to say, because you bezayin, Hashem didn't want to appear to Bilam, so to speak. Vaya nigla el bayim. And as we said, he didn't reveal himself to Bilam during the day, usually. The only reason why Hashem revealed himself to Bilam during the day is to show how cherish Klal Yisrael is to him. As Shivas HaMizbechais, Shiva Mizbechais Arachti Ein Ksiv Kan, it doesn't say, I've arranged seven Mizbechais, Ela as Shivas HaMizbechais, I have arranged the seven Mizbechais. What was Bilam trying to tell Hashem? Amlefanav, Bilam told Hashem, Avisem Shal Elu Banal Fanecha Shiva Mizbechais, Vani Arachti Keneged Kulam. Therefore, fathers built seven Mizbechais, and I also built seven. Avram Bona Arba, Avram built four, Vahivin Shal Mizbech Hashem ani Elov, Vayatek Misham Mahara, Vayal Avram, Vechad Bahar Maria, one Hamaria, Yitzchak Bona Echad, Yitzchak built one, Vayvan Sham Mizbech, Vayachu Shamav, the Yitzchak Be'er, Vayakov Bona Shtaim, and Yaakov built two, Echad Beshchem, Echad Beis Kel. And he was trying to tell Hashem that he is as good as the Avos, he built seven Mizbechas also, and Vayal Par Vayal Mizbech, Vavram Lehel El Ayal Echad. And now he's saying, I'm actually better than them, because I brought a Par and an Ayal, and Avram Avinu only brought one Ayal, so really I'm better than the Jews. So back to Chumash Pasuk, hey, Vayasam Hashem Davar Befi Bilam, and Hashem placed something in the mouth of Bilam. Vayomer, and he said, Shuv al Balak, go back to Balak, v'chais edaber, and so you shall speak. Vayashav elav, and he returned to him, v'nei nitzav alasai, and he was standing by his oila, hu v'chalsar imayev, him and all the officers of Mayev. Vayisa mishalai v'hemar, and he declared his mashal, he delivered his mashal, and he said, min Aram yancheni Balak melech Mayev mehari kedem, from Aram, Balak the king of Mayev led me from the mountains of the east, l'cha arali Yaakov, come and curse Yaakov for me, l'cha zeh Yisrael, and come bring anger upon Yisrael. But ma ekav lekabay kel, how can I curse if Hashem didn't curse? Uma ezem lezam Hashem, and how can I anger if Hashem's not angry? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, ma ekav lekabay kel, kshayu ril niskalu, when they were fit to be cursed, lo niskalu, they weren't cursed. Kishayis kravimas avinu, when their father, talking about Yaakov Avinu, when he mentioned their sin, he had said, kiba apam hargu ish, loy kilo ela apam. Yaakov Avinu only cursed their anger, he didn't curse them. Shenemar says, arur apam, and kshanichsa avim bemirma, etzol aviv, hay roy liskalu. And when their father, again talking about Yaakov Avinu, when he went in sly way to Yitzchak, and he took the brachas from Esav, he should have been cursed because of that. Ma namar sham, but what does it say over there? Gam barachia, he should also be blessed. Ba'mavarchim namar, elu yamdu levarach asa'am, ba'makalim loy namar, ve'elu yamdu likalal asa'am. It doesn't say, these should stand over here to curse the nation, ela ve'elu yamdu al haklala, These should stand for the curse or on behalf of the curse. Loi Ratzel Hasker Aleim Shem Klala, Bilam was saying that this nation doesn't have curse mentioned on them. They're not a cursed nation, so how can I curse them? And Loi Zoham Hashem, how can I bring anger upon them if Hashem's not angry at them? And what was Bilam saying with this? Ani ein koichi elo shani yedel chaven hashosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu kayispa. My only power is that I know the one moment of the day that Hashem gets angry. And Hashem actually hasn't gotten angry all the days that I've come to you. That's why it says, and now back to Chumash Pasuk Test, Bilam starts blessing Klal Yisrael, Kimei Rush, because from its beginning, Tsurim Erenu, I see it being like a rock, Umigvais Ashurenu, and from hills I see it, Hen Am Levadad Yishkain, behold a nation that dwells alone, Uvagayim Lais Chashav, and will not be counted among the other nations. Mi Manafar Yaakov, who counted the dust of Yaakov, Umisbaras Revi Yisrael, or numbered a quarter of Yisrael, Tamais Nafshi Mais Yisharim, let my soul die like the upright of them, and may my end be like this. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. I'm looking at their beginnings, and at the beginning of their roots, and I see them as stable and strong like these cliffs and rocks, because of the Aves and Imais. This is what they were granted by their forefathers, Lishka and Badad, they dwell alone, Kitargumai. They're not going to be wiped out like all the other nations will. Shenemar says, Ki yaseh kol b'chol hagoyim. Eina nimnim imhishar. They're not counted with the rest. Davar achar, another way of understanding, uvagayim layis chashav, that they're not going to be counted among the nations, kishen smechem, when they are happy, when they rejoice, ein umas smechayman, there isn't another nation that's rejoicing with them. Shenemar says, Hashem badid yanchenu, Hashem will guide them alone. Uksha umas evdigulim bataiva, and when all the other nations, they're rejoicing, heim eichlemim kol echar v'echar v'ein oilem min hachashbin, they also get to eat with the other nations, and it doesn't count as part of their cheshbin. V'zeu uvagayim layis chashav. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, Bilam had just attempted for the first time to curse Klal Yisrael, but the exact opposite came out. So Vayomer Balak el Bilam. Balak said to Bilam, Me'a Sisali, what did you do to me? L'kayv oivai l'kachticha, I brought you here to curse my enemies. V'nei berachta borech, and behold, you bless them? Vayan vayomer, and he answered and he said, Haloy es asher yasam Hashem b'fi, behold what Hashem puts in my mouth, oisai it eshmar l'daber, I must be careful to speak. I had no choice in the matter. Hashem told me to say this, so I had to say it. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the fifth aliyah tomorrow to see the continuation of this story and what happened. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful
Shalom to
day.
All. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Balak, that is Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Now in the last Aliyah we had learned that Bilam had tried to curse Klal Yisrael. It did not go so well for him. Hashem had told him to bless Klal Yisrael instead. Balak was not happy, and now they're going to try a second time. So the Pasuk tells us, Vayomer Elav Balak, and Balak said to him, L'chana iti, go now with me, al makam acher, to a different place, asher tiranu misham, you're going to be able to see them, meaning see Klal Yisrael from there, efes kotzeu tira, only you're going to be able to see its edge, v'chulu laisira, you're not going to be able to see all of Klal Yisrael, v'kavneli misham, and curse them for me from there, v'yikacheu stei taifim, and he took him to the field of lookouts, el resha pisca, to the top of the pisca, v'even shiv mizbechais, and he built seven mizbechais, v'yal par v'ayel b'mizbech, and he brought up a par and aisle on each mizbech. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Dalid Seid Tzayfim Makim Kavayah Haya. It was a very high place. Shama Tzayfim Aymed Lishmar Yavichal Al Ir. That's where the lookout stands in order to guard to see if there's going to be an invading army coming onto the city. Resh Hapiska Bilam Loi Haya Kaisim Kabalak. Bilam, he was not a sorcerer like Balak was, which is interesting. Bilam had the ability to curse Klal Yisrael. However, he wasn't a sorcerer. Balak was actually a sorcerer. Ra Balak Shasid Apirtzali Parts Bisom Misham. Balak was able to see that there was some sort of breach that was going to breach into Klal Yisrael from there. Shasham. That's actually where Moshe died. And he thought that that's where the klala was going to be, chal, was going to be able to rest on them. And that was the piritza that he was seeing. That's why he brought Bilam over there. He thought that the curse was going to be able to take hold over there. So back to Chumash, Pasuk Tezvav. And he said to Balak, stand over here by your ayla, and I will be chanced upon over here. And Hashem chanced upon Bilam. And he placed something in his mouth. And he said, go back to Balak, and so you shall speak. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes Zayin. What exactly is this placing in his mouth? What are we lacking? lacking in understanding from the pasuk, from the fact that it said, go back to Balak, and this is what you should tell him. What else do we need to know? What's the pasuk trying to tell us by saying he put something in Bilam's mouth? When Bilam heard that he wasn't given permission to curse Klal Yisrael, Amar, he said, Mani chazer etzel Balak letzari. What, I'm going to go back to Balak just to pain him? So Hashem put a bridle and a hook in his mouth. Just like a person pokes an animal's mouth with a hook in order to be able to bring it wherever he wants. Amar Lai, Hashem said to him, Al karchecha toshav al Balak, against your will, you have to go back to Balak. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayavay Eilav, and he came to him, Vihinoi Nitzav al-Alasai, he was standing by his Eilav, Asari Moiv Yitai, and the officers of Moiv were with him, Vayam Rulai Balak, and Balak said to him, Madi Bra Hashem, what did Hashem say? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vasari Moiv Yitai, Ulamal Ha'imer, previously it said, Vachol Sari Moiv, that all of the officers of Moiv were with him, and over here it just says, the officers were with him. Kivin Shiro Shein by Tikva, since they saw that there was no hope, that the whole thing was lost, some of them just went back home and only some of them remained. That's why it doesn't say that all of the officers of Moav were there, only some of them were there. Ma diber Hashem, l'shein tzchay kuzeh. He's really laughing at him. He was joking. Klaimer to say, Eincha b'rishischa, you're not doing this because you want to. You're doing this against your will. Hashem is forcing you to do this. So in a way, he was making fun of him. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayisa mishalei v'yemar, and he delivered his mashal and he said, Kum Balak u'shama, hazino adai b'nai tzipar, arise Balak and hear, lend me your ear, son of Tzipor. Lo ish kel v'yichazev, Hashem is not a man that he should be deceitful, uven adam v'yisnecham, or a human that he should give in. Ahu amar v'lo yase, would he say and not do, v'diber v'lo yikimena, and speak and not keep to? What was Bilam trying to say over here? Pasuk Yitas and Rashi, Lo ish kel, kvar nishba lahem lavim l'arisham eretz sheva umas, he already had promised their forefathers that he was going to bring them and give them the land of seven nations, v'atah sover l'amisa midbar, and you want to try to kill them in the midbar? Ahu amar, is he going to say and not do, b'lshayin tema? This is an expression of wonderment. V'targumai, v'saivin umismalchin, chayzun v'nimlachim lachzer bahen, is he going to go back and regret that which he said and go back on his word? Obviously not. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Chaf. Hinei baruch lekachti, I've been taken to bless, uveirech v'lo yashivena, he has blessed and I shall not take it back. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf. Hinei baruch lekachti, atah sheleini madi b'Hashem, you asked me, what did Hashem say? Kibalti yemenu levaruch hasam, I've already accepted from him, he's told me I have to bless them. Uveirech v'lo yashivena, hu baruch hasam, he blessed them, v'ani lo yashivis b'rachasai, I'm not going to take back his bracha. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Loi hibit oven b'Yaakov. He doesn't focus on the sins of Yaakov. V'loi ra amal b'Yisrael. And he doesn't see perverseness in Klal Yisrael. Rashi explains that this means that even when Klal Yisrael sins, Hashem doesn't focus on that sin. He doesn't pay attention to it and harp on it kaviyachol. He lets it go. Hashem leikav imai. Hashem, his God, is with him. Usras melech bai. And the friendship of the king is in him. Meaning Hashem's shechina is in Klal Yisrael even when they sin and even when they anger Hashem. Kel meitzim Mitzrayim. Hashem brought them out of Mitzrayim, kisayafais re'eim loy, like the intensity of his loftiness. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis. Kel meitzim Mitzrayim. Ata amarta, you had told me earlier on, when you tried to hire me, you had said, Hinei am yatz Mitzrayim. Behold, a nation has left Mitzrayim, implying that they just walked out on their own. Lo yatz me'atzmai, they didn't go out on their own. Elo kim etziam, Hashem had taken them out of Mitzrayim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Gimel, Kiloi nachash b'Yaakov, there's no divination in Yaakov, v'loi kesem b'Yisrael, there's no sorcery in Klal Yisrael, ko'es yomer l'Yaakov, like this time it will be said to Yaakov, l'Yisrael, and to Yisrael, ma pa'al kel, what has Hashem brought about? Hen am kalavi yakum, behold, we have a nation that rises like a lion. And raises itself like a lion. It doesn't lie until it consumes its prey, and drinks the blood of the slain. Let's see Rashi over here. What does that mean that they're a nation that rises like a lion? When they get up from their sleep in the morning, they strengthen themselves like a lavi and an ari, two different types of lions, to grab mitzvahs, to wear tzitzis, say shema, and to put on tefillin. He doesn't lie down, but Lila at night, Al Mitase on his bed, Achu Oichel Mechabel Kol Mazak Abal Tarfai, until he consumes and destroys anything that wants to try to tear him apart. Ketzad, how does he do so? Kairi Shma Al Mitase, he says Kriya Shma Al Mita Umafkid Rucha Biyad Hamakim, and he gives his soul over to Hashem. Bamach Nevegayis Lazikam, a camp of marauding soldiers is going to come to try to destroy them. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shem Vinilcham El Chamusei Mapilim Chalalim, Hashem guards them and fights their wars for them and makes many soldiers die. Vedam Chalalim Yeshdeh, what does that mean? In Isnabe, he gave Nevuah over here, She'ein Moshe Meis, that Moshe's not going to die, Ad she'yapil malchei Midian chalalim v'yahari goyimim, until the kings of Midian are killed, and he himself was going to be killed with them. Shenemar, it says, Vezbilim ben bar ha'kaisim, hargu b'nei Yisrael b'cherev al chalaleihem. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vayimer Balak al Bilim, and Balak said to Bilim, Gam koiv loisi kabenu, gam barech loisi varchenu. Don't curse them, but don't bless them. Vayan Bilim, Vayimer al Balak, and Bilim answered, and he said to Balak, Haloi dibarte lecha lemar, I've already spoken to you saying, Kol asher yedaber Hashem oisei aseh, whatever Hashem says, that I shall do, and I had no choice in the matter. And we're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow at the 6th Aliyah, and see what happens with the continuation of this story. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.